As you know, Steve and I share hosting duties here on Morning Edition with David Greene. Not the former Georgia quarterback David Greene, or TV director David Greene, or Welsh hurdler David Greene. But do a Google search for David Greene and all those other folks will show up too. Sharing names has never been as obvious as it is today, with search engines and social media reminding us how unspecial we really are. NPR's Elise Hugh explores the difficulty of distinguishing yourself online when so many others go by the same name.
My name is Justin Dane. I'm a video journalist in Austin, Texas.
Justin Dane isn't the only Justin Dane, spelled D-E-H-N.
This is Justin.
No, wait a second. This is Justin.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, man?
After Justin Dane saw his own name on Facebook, but tied to an entirely different identity, Justin Dane friended the other Justin Dane, who's also in video production, but in Minneapolis.
And then I wrote you and I said, hey, I don't think we've ever met, but I'm assuming that you're adding me because we have the same name. And then we chatted a little bit of how we pronounced it.
Since then, they've dealt with their share of name-related mishaps.
I was getting emails from your girlfriend at the time, just like with just normal everyday notes like, hey, don't forget to take the trash out.
Or
I think I forwarded some to you like, don't forget to take the trash out.
Yeah, you did.
This kind of confusion caused by same nameness isn't new, but now it's easier than ever to find others with your name online. And with more all digital communication, mix-ups matter more, too. Judith Donath is a researcher at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. She says online names are everything.
One of the most important things online is the reputation you build up. It's really the entirety of your identity in a world where there is no body. And when you share your name with many other people, you start sharing effectively a history and reputation with them.
In 2005, writer Mike Sager wasn't keen to share his name with so many other Mike Sagers.
I need to use my name. I'm Mike Sager.
But since he isn't the only one, Sager set out on a cross-country journey to meet the other Mike Sagers.
There was Lutheran pastor Mike Sager in Spokane. There was motorcycle racer sound technologist Mike Sager in Wenatchee, Washington. In all, I ended up getting in touch with 39 Mike Sagers and going to meet 11 Mike Sagers.
The road trip reminded him we may all want to be distinct, but we can't deny we're linked.
It gives you a better view on how we're all related in different ways as humans. And, you know, particularly by name, even if we don't know each other.
But what if you share a name with someone less than appealing, someone with a bad reputation?
We call that at Reputation.com, we call that the doppelnamer problem, obviously after the doppelganger problem, where you share the name with someone who's got a bad rep or who's someone famous, who's just not you.
That's Michael Furtick, the founder and CEO of Reputation.com. The company is among NPR's supporters, and it helps users distinguish themselves in search results because nowadays, the vast majority of people you interact with will look you up online first.
So the whole idea is to fly your flag, first of all, if you don't have one, and secondly, so to fly your flag prominently and largely enough, grandly enough, that people can find the full picture of your body of work of your life.
Donath, the Harvard researcher, thinks the digital future should be entirely less name-reliant to end the mix-ups and to better protect privacy. Until a change happens, the Mike Sager name is doing pretty well, at least for the writer, Mike Sager.
I'm just going to enter Mike Sager here. Mike Sager, journalist, author, comes up first of 32,700 results.
It's a little easier for him than others since he's a journalist. He signs all his work with his name. No one fixing a road gets to sign the road. But he hasn't forgotten about all the other Mike Sagers.
In life, that is the ultimate lesson, that all of us think we're the most important. You want life to go how you want it to for you and your name. You know, there's all these other people that feel the same way about themselves.
No one else is uniquely you, but you'll probably have to share your name. Elise Hugh, NPR News.